Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I was calling about construction loans.
Sure.
Does your company make construction loans?
We do. We do. Did you receive a mailer from us by chance, or?
A long time ago, but I kept the information.
Okay. Do you have? Was there a reservation? Do you actually have the physically have that mailer with the reservation code on it?
I think. I don't know. Was it a long code or just a short?
It was actually 16 digits, and that would allow me to pull up the information on your business.
Okay. 1-821-4299-0011-4856.
5-6. 1 second. Let me pull up the information that we have on your business. Okay. Is it Idea Factory Incorporated?
Oh, no, this is not. This is the person that manages the property that they have here. We have a construction company.
Okay.
We are Kono Builders, and we built their property, and we manage it for them. And we're also actually incorrectly as their corporate agent. We, at one time, years ago, we were their corporate agent, but not presently.
So you are
and
Kona
Construction. That's our connection to Idea Factory.
Okay, so Kona Construction.
In other words, if we hadn't built it, there wouldn't be an Idea Factory. If we hadn't
gotcha.
Built that property for them, Idea Factory would never have been formed. Well, it might have been, but it wouldn't have had the money in it that it's got. We provided their money that they have.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And incidentally, there was a death, and the widow took over, and she's would love to get rid of that property. She's so stupid. You know,
oh, really?
She wants to get rid of it, and it has a good income.
Yeah. That doesn't make
anyway,
sense.
Anyway, that's beside the point.
Okay, so how can we help you out?
Well, I was just wondering if we could get a construction loan.
Sure. What were you? What kind of project are you guys taking on?
Well, we could go either like 120 for part of the project, or which would be still complete, like it'd be a single dwelling, or
uh-huh.
we could build a duplex there for double that amount, like 220 or 240.
Okay. Okay,
but now we do owe a lot of money right now. We have property that covers that money that we owe.
Uh huh.
But we still, you know, the credit's good, but there's a lot of debt.
How is cash flow for the business?
It's a seasonal thing right now. We have a property up for sale, and at the present time, the cash flow would probably be maybe $180,000 for this particular time period.
Okay. What would you say? So we do have a couple different products that potentially could help you out. One of them is, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here, our working capital program. And what that is, we are able to lend 10 to 15% of your business's top line revenue to you to use as you see fit, you know, to put a down payment, to fund a project, additional inventory, bringing on additional people, things of that nature. It's an unsecured loan, so you do with it what you will. And they're shorter term in nature, typically 6 to 24 months in length. So they're designed to, you know, have your project completed, get your return on investment, get your tax write-off, and move on to your next project so you're not paying on the same project after it's been completed, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Would you happen to...
Mm-hmm. I was thinking at the present time... I was thinking long term, but it doesn't have to end up to be long term. But just to be on the safety side,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking of a long term construction type. And
how long does it take you guys to
on the interest? whether to keep the loan or not.
How long does it take you guys to typically build a single single house or single structured dwelling?
I didn't quite hear that. I have trouble hearing on the phone, and I should have called you on another number.
Oh, that's okay. I was just curious how long it takes your business to build a a single structure residence. You said you're looking to build a potentially a single structure or a duplex.
It would probably take about let's say in the area of 3 months.
Okay.
Or less, depending.
Okay.
But there's a labor shortage now.
Really?
Yeah, in real estate, it's quite a big deal. I guess it's been coming on for quite a while, but
that is interesting.
Literature from other parts of the country and from all the larger builders, and we've noticed it. I'm in Houston, and we've noticed it a little bit, but been able to scrape by.
Yeah,
been able to move along pretty good.
That's some interesting news.
It sounds other places.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm trying to organize and do something about it. And actually, I was surprised that Hillary Clinton mentioned that in one of her speeches. I thought, well, she's on top of things, I guess.
Kinda. That's interesting. I was in construction for 10 to 12 years, both residential and commercial. I did a lot of finished carpentry stuff, cabinet installation, things of that nature. And that's weird. There was never a shortage at that time. If anything, there was a surplus of people, wanting to get into those jobs. It's just shocking to me to think that there's a shortage of that now. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, they're aging, see?
Yeah.
How long ago has that been?
It's been about 3-4 years.
Well, that's not that long, is it?
No.
What part of the country?
When I was doing construction and finished carpentry, I was in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I haven't heard anything too much about that area, but haven't paid that much attention, just generally talking. But there's an aging problem with the workers.
Yeah, a lot of the skilled laborers are getting older. It is kind of a young man's game. That's why I got out of it. My back was injured. I had severely cut my thumb on a table saw. I had sustained so many injuries, I had to kind of get out of there and, use my college degree before I lost a limb or something. But that makes sense. It seems like the younger generation now doesn't have that motivation to do those same types of things anymore. Everything's more technologically driven.
Yeah. Well, Hillary mentioned about college not being the only answer.
True.
And brought that up about, I guess it doesn't matter. We'll probably be getting out too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I didn't mean
to. You got a land problem too.
Oh, over here, out here in San Diego?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, the land problem, where?
There's a land problems in California, too.
Yeah, California is just one big problem right now, pretty much, to be honest with you. Between the droughts, the fires, overpopulation, overpriced everything, it's just, it's kind of draining on you.
Yeah. In Houston here, there's an inner-city land problem. Now, we have a little bit left, and then after that, you just kind of have to luck onto something, inner-city. You got to go out and out and out.
Yeah,
further on out, well, then you really got a problem.
So it's
that's the way it's going.
So Houston is just...
I saw that a long time ago. We started doubling up on we started splitting properties. I started insisting on splitting properties here long ago.
Hmm. And that's been successful for you?
Well, anyways...
So, Yeah, to get back on topic, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the business's top line revenue or what you did in sales last year. Would you happen to know what you did in sales, what Kona Builders did?
No, because we're not on a fiscal year either. We're like May. Our fiscal year starts in June.
Okay.
June, July, August, so we're coming into a fiscal year, which will be good.
That'll be about
$180,000, probably.
Okay, so for the fiscal year last year, ending in June, what did you guys have in sales?
I think, if I remember right, maybe $100,000.
For the entire year?
Yeah, I think so. No, that's not right. That can't be right. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, because the reason I ask is I wanted to kind of give you a ballpark figure of what we may be able to lend the business, because the loan is based off of the sales of the business. I just wanted to kind of throw some numbers out there to see what potentially could be available to help you with this project.
Okay.
And we would just need to take a look at a couple other documents. We would look at some bank statements and the tax return for the business from the year previous, and those would be the items that could give us the snapshot of the business that we need to make an offer that wouldn't be a burden but would be beneficial to you. You said that there is some debt involved. Is this a personal debt, or is this through the business, or how is that structured?
Another bad thing as far as getting a loan, we have two structures. We have a small corporation and a small LLC.
Okay.
And then we do split the money, but there's so little, I guess there's not really much. The larger share of the money goes into the corporation.
Uh-huh.
Which this year that would be okay with the 180 going into the corporation, that'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. So we might want to just use the information from the corporation to see what we can make available for your business. That sounds like a safer bet.
And what term are you talking about?
So we would use
short-term loan?
Yes. 6 to potentially 24 months in length.
Okay. All right, let me mull that around a little bit and see how we could get any fit out of it.
You know what I can do? Also, what would be a good email address? I'd like to send you some more information about the loan itself, along with the documents that we would need to see what we can make available for you.
You want an email or?
Yes, what would be a good email address?
Okay, send that to Marie Price. 00@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. And Marie is Marie, correct?
Right.
Okay. MariePrice00@gmail.com. Okay. So yeah. I'm going to put together more information about our working capital loan. I will also attach the documents that we would need to see what we can make available to the business, and also my contact information. So if you have any questions, you can reach me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, thanks very much.
Absolutely. And Marie, would you like me to give you the weekend and follow up with you on Monday to see if you have any questions there?
I didn't hear that question.
Oh, would you like me to follow up with you on Monday or Tuesday to answer any questions you may have?
I don't know if that would be, you might give it a little more time.
Sure. How about I follow up with you next Friday?
Okay.
Would that be good?
All right.
Okay. Would this be the best time to reach back out to you next Friday, right around, it's 1 o'clock my time. It's looks like maybe 3 o'clock your time.
It's 1 o'clock there and it's 3:30 here. That's good.
Okay, perfect. I will put that in my calendar. I will have that email out to you in about 10 minutes, and then I will give you a call next Friday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to meet you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.